on another computer.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to tonight's City Council meeting. The meeting is called to order, and I kindly ask our distinguished... we have a special call meeting. Forgive me. Good Lord. Right when I said the word distinguished, it threw me for a loop. Thank you, Mr. City Clerk. Special Committee of the Whole meeting is called to order. Let the record show that all the aldermen, save for Pollack, Piper, and Vogelsberg, are present. They all have legitimate excuses except for Piper. I'm not going to tell you what it is. It has to do with hockey, and ice. That's all I know. Item of business, item 2A, proclaim Make a Difference Day in the city of Geneva. I have a lovely proclamation, but before we entertain the proclamation, I want to introduce some very special guests who are with us today. You all are familiar with our good friend, Wen Marsick, who has brought with her a gaggle of other good people. So, Wen, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor and council members. For the past several years, I've come and I've stood before you to introduce our nonprofit organization, A Lasting World, and to talk about the children that we work with in rural Appalachia, Kentucky. And the needs there are very great. And each year, you have opened up your hearts and your hands to help our projects. Behind me sit some of the most supportive co-workers, teens, and friends that I have ever had the honor of working with. We have representation from Friendship Station Preschool tonight. We have representation from the Geneva High School Key Club. And we also don't have representation, but there are people helping us from Geneva Middle Schools, both middle schools, Fabian Elementary, and the Leo Club at the middle school. So I just feel very honored to be working with all these people. And in front of me sit all of you, a city that has been very supportive and giving and caring. And because of you, our organization has been challenged to raise our own bar. And because of you, children in Appalachia will have a very happy holiday. And we're doing a toy drive, and the schools are collecting toys all this week. And then Saturday morning outside of City Hall, we'll be here with a table collecting from the community. And I just thank you very much for all your support. I have a little candy cane for each one of you. And Mayor Burns, our organization has decided to name you our Angel of the Year this year, and it's a very,
please.
Very...
Please. Oh, my goodness.
That was him, by the way.
Yeah, apparently this was intended for some other community. But
wow. So, thank you very much. My husband Jerry and I will be driving a truck down with all the toys, and I guarantee you, you are going to make a holidays very happy for some really deserving young children.
Now, before you leave, Wen, you're very humble. Of course, most great people are. Explain to us, when the toys are collected, you and Jerry drive to Appalachia.
Yes.
You've got a truckload full of toys.
Yes.
You head down and you distribute these toys.
We take them to a local grade school, and then they distribute the toys at holiday time.
What is that like? I mean, you're clearly Mr. and Mrs. Claus.
It's overwhelmingly, we get much more back than we give. The children... I wish all of you could see. In fact, I did bring a little flyer to show you a couple of the houses that we have actually visited and seen how these children live. Some of them do not have electricity. They all come to school with shoes that are usually two or three sizes too big because they only can get them at garage sales or hand-me-downs. And but when they see us bringing the toys into the school, I can't even describe, the looks on their faces and the squeals of delight. And our city has just been so generous to do this for these kids.
Well, could you do all of us a favor and the entire city a favor as well? Share with us some of those photos.
Oh, sure.
So that we could then share it with the community in our e-newsletters and elsewhere?
I would be glad to. So, well, thank you. And if we could get a photo, too, of you and all my friends here, we would really appreciate
that. I barely prepared for this. I'd like to read the proclamation, if I may.
Okay.
Is that okay? Since I am an angel, Alderman Marks.
I have no comment.
Don't ever forget about that.
I am not going out.
Ever. I'm going to put this right up here so in case
Mr. Mayor,
says something.
Will you remove your halo, please?
Yes. Yes, those are actually horns. I apologize. A proclamation for Make a Difference Day 2010. Whereas all children are deserving of a happy life, no matter what their environmental or economical situation, and whereas supporting the children of Geneva, Illinois, in their efforts to reach out to other less fortunate children is a top priority, and whereas it is especially important that the citizens of our city be aware of the needs of all children everywhere, and whereas all the citizens of our city will assist in promoting the Santa Project to be facilitated by Friendship Station Preschool, Fabian Elementary School, the Geneva High School Key Club, and the local members of A Lasting World Incorporated. Now, therefore, I, Kevin Burns, Mayor of Geneva, do hereby officially proclaim October 23rd, Saturday, 2010, as official Make a Difference Day in the city of Geneva, Illinois. And I urge all citizens of the city to come together to participate in supporting the Santa Project and by coming together to participate in giving faith, hope, love, and commitment to the students involved in this project. I will entertain a motion to so proclaim.
So moved.
Second.
Alderman Marks and Alderman Hill.
Mr. Mayor, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
What time will you be here at City Hall?
Between 10 a.m. and noon on Saturday.
And we'll have City Hall open on in the off chance of inclement weather, because that's what angels do. Mr. Marks.
I'm not saying a word.
A question from Alderman Hill.
Thank you, Mayor.
And we'll include this in our e-bulletin on Friday as well to our citizens. So,
fine. Since some of my grandchildren are getting too old for the toys that we have in our basement, this might be a great place to help us out and help you. But I can't be here on a Saturday morning. How can I get in touch with you so that I can bring something over?
I have a little flyer here, and I think my phone number is on it.
Great. Fine. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Do our students from the high school want to say anything? Our key club members who are both seniors at Geneva High School? This young lady is hoping to... Well, go ahead. Come on up. Okay. Introduce yourself, if you would be so kind.
Hello. My name is Emily Wolfquill. I am the president of the key club.
President. Madam President.
And I have with me Rachel Zacchio, the vice president of key club.
Excellent.
And we would just like to say that we support Santa. We supported it last year, and we donated, I think, close to 100 toys. Yeah, and we filled up a truck and a car, and we took it to Wendy's house, and it was very nice.
Well, that's nice. Now, after high school, your plans are for what, Madam President? You and I were talking earlier,
yes.
But it's fun to share with the rest of the folks who most of us never went to college.
So, I plan on hopefully attending Marquette University.
There you go. A lot of angels go to Marquette, Mr. Marks.
Yes, they do.
And your vice president, I know she wants to head out to somewhere out east.
Yes.
I believe.
Yes, yeah, somewhere out east.
Very cool. And obviously, this is a big part of who you are as an individual.
Yes, it is.
Helping others. That's really sweet.
Very much so.
Very nice. You're great ambassadors for the city. Thank you.
Thank you.
We have a motion and a second to so proclaim October 23rd as Make a Difference Day. All in favor of the proclamation, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Smart move. Photo time, Ms. Marsick?
Yes.
Excellent. I will just hover down there since I'm an angel.
Yeah, we'll fly down there, Mr. Angel.
No, since then.
Flap your wings. That could have helped turn him into a devil real fast.
You don't want to be an angel. I was guiding the race with the local publication. It's scary stuff.
One more.
Good. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Who's the gentleman in the red? Is this, that's your name. I saw him taking pictures over here in the corner. Pretty cool. You must be very proud of your brother.
I am. You got a flyer or something?
Yeah, she sure does.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, wonderful.
Play it?
You're very nice.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Is there any specific toys?
Thank you. Just had a good one there.
Yeah.
I wish I had one because I know we didn't see it.
The what?
There's a pillow that's an add
on. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Thank you.
There's a place over there in the pillow, whatever, you know, the distribution.
Goodwill.
Goodwill, no, yeah.
You haven't been a bad boy.
So many beautiful things. One of them, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, just for the record, I'm reading through the information that these young ladies handed us, and it does clarify that they're looking for new toys. So, yeah, new toys would be good. So, Sam, all those Barbie dolls you've collected over the years, you have to still keep them.
I'll loan them to an angel.
Yes, yes,
I don't see the phone number. But,
we'll get it to you, Mr. Singer.
Well, for Sam.
He doesn't need it anymore.
On to item 2B, department report presentation by none other than the august director of Public Works, wearing that oh-so-popular color, seafoam teal blue green.
I think it's someone's playing a cruel joke at me with the background on there. The leaves are falling. And
this is Dan Dingus, ladies and gentlemen, at the podium. Clearly wearing a shirt someone else gave him. It's nice, Dan. It looks good on you.
All right. Today, our thank you, Mayor and City Council.
Pam, Wilbur, what's so funny?
We're going to cover the cemetery services. It's been about 10 years since we took it over. And so we wanted to kind of go over what is involved with the maintenance of it and some of the issues that we see running into the future with the cemetery operations. A little bit of history. We found that in 1923, the city passed an ordinance delegating authority to the Board of Managers for cemeteries. The mayor at that time was Mayor Joshel. It's interesting. It was a three-person board. It later went on to be a five-person board. Then in 1999, there were some issues with the cemetery board, and they ended up having four out of the five cemetery board members resign. And at that time, City Council looked at it, reviewed it, and at that time it was determined that the Board of Managers would be dissolved and cemetery operations would be placed under the street division within Public Works. And that's where we are at right now. At the time, they had one sexton that worked full-time for the cemetery. That person was brought in as a street maintenance worker and put into the street division. What we have is we have that person that works full-time. However, three-quarters of his pay goes towards the cemetery operations. 25% goes towards streets. The thought behind that is during the winter, we would be able to use him in the street division. During the growing season, the main operations that Steve Lemire will be going over, you'll see, is lawn maintenance and that type of work. One person plus 1 to 2 seasonal help tries to take care of that. However, the seasonal help usually doesn't start until mid-May and only goes till August, so there's overlap there during the growing season where we have to supplement that with street crews. With that, I'll hand it over to Steve and let him go over what actually occurs out there.
Good evening. As Dan is giving you a little history on the cemetery operations, Public Works and the Street Division were very blessed to be able to take this over after many, many years. I'm going to talk about some of the maintenance operations to give you a little background on what is all involved with the cemetery. The first part we have is the grave and burial coordination. The cemetery sexton will meet with families, with the funeral director, and coordinate and do any sales. He'll also do location of the graves, the grave sites. He'll also make sure that the arrangements are all set with the funeral director. He does all the digging, locating, and preparing the site for the actual event. Afterwards, he is there. He conducts where the traffic will go and park. And after the service has been performed, he goes ahead and does all the backfilling and watering and making sure that the site looks appropriate again. At times, he does work with markers. We're trying to get out of that business and let that be with the memorial services. Another big important aspect, which has become very critical now with some of the issues that have occurred with cemetery operations towards the city, is documenting all the transactions, the grave sales openings, the time of burials, all that important information. We do have a new, semi-new program. It's a software program that we enter this data into, and it provides some very good information. It provides maps, photographs of the exact locations. This helps a lot when we have a lot of genealogists coming in and wanting to know about some of their family members. I guess that should be another thing to mention is that the cemetery sexton spends a lot of time working with folks that are just inquiring about some of their family members. And obviously he deals with a lot of phone inquiries, and this is that location where people want to find out where and who and why people are buried. When we have winter graves, obviously we can't backfill them to the way we'd like to, so we backfill them as well as we can, but when the frost leaves and the ground becomes more workable, then we have to go back and restore those areas. And that includes watering the ground so that there's proper compaction with the soil, and then backfilling and black dirting and relaying the sod back down. some of the other things is that in the winter and the spring, we have to remove and discard all of the decorations that the family members put out at each grave site. Bob also does marker inspections to make sure that they're okay and they're in good shape. If they're not, he will notify the family members, as that's their responsibility to take care of, that it's not part of perpetual care. Some special observations is Memorial Day. We try to supplement some manpower over at the cemeteries to make sure that we can get everything mowed and trimmed, flowers planted, inspect the markers, sweep things, make sure the flags are up, plant flowers, trim the bushes to make sure that everything is as nice as it possibly can be for that cemetery, for that ceremony. Also, it is part of our responsibility to raise and lower the flags at Oak Hill and the west side for the American Legion ceremony for Memorial Day. Other holidays, we try to pick up our upkeep significantly for Mother's Day, Father's Day, Labor Day, and Veterans Day, as that is times that a lot of times the family members will make a special visit. So we provide supplemental manpower for this particular area during this for the cemeteries, which does take some of our workforce away from the street activities and the forestry activities also. Usually it's only for a couple days at a time. landscape maintenance. The west side cemetery has about 15 acres Oak Hill over on the east side has about 29 acres. Landscape maintenance obviously is revolved around turf restoration, dirt and seeding areas that may have ruts or areas like that. Turf mowing, big one. This is something that takes a lot of our time. As you can see, the west side takes about 6 man hours to mow. Oak Hill takes approximately 25 hours to mow. And that's not including the section over at Oak Hill that's down by the river. That's a section that basically is an area that we cannot do any, we cannot put any graves at that location because of the floodplain down there. But it still needs to be mowed and is part of Oak Hill Cemetery. As you can see, those are a lot of hours. It takes, you know, once he finishes, he could go back again and do it again. But when we have other activities that may interrupt this, this delays, obviously, the ground maintenance to a significant degree at times. Something that people don't think about with lawn maintenance here at the cemetery is that these guys do have to trim around all the headstones, and that is very timely. That takes a long time. We do have some areas that have flush-mounted headstones, which means you can mow right over those if there aren't any decorations. If there's decorations, then we still have to trim around those. That is one of the largest, I guess, areas that requires a lot of time, man hours, is to trim those headstones. Excuse me. Also with landscape maintenance, we have, you know, the brush and shrub trimming. We also take care of the trees. We have a lot of debris pickup that is required weekly. We like to plant the flower beds and maintain those every year. We try to take care of all the vegetation, such as some shrubs that are lining the outside of Oak Hill, to trim those back. As I said, we also take care of the trees. Oak Hill is named Oak Hill for a reason. We have a lot of old oak trees over there. They do drop a lot of limbs, a lot of branches. Sometimes there's some removals that we have to do, or there's some aerial trimming we have to do. And when it becomes those types of situations sort of arise, we use our street division, our forestry division, to go over there with the aerial bucket truck to assist. Typically, the cemetery sexton can deal with low-growing areas. Anything that's aerial, we send our staff over. Obviously, storm damage, he has to pick those things up. And he does plow the cemetery roadways, too, during the winter months. We also do have to take care of the roadways, too, and we have to patch those periodically. Building maintenance, there's another component. I forgot about this. Typically, we have to take care of the interior and the exterior. It requires painting, cleaning, roof maintenance, any type of maintenance that you're going to have with the structure. We also have to perform at the building over at Oak Hill. In addition to the building maintenance, we also have equipment maintenance, and that requires maintaining and repairing our hand tools, power tools, our mowers, things of that nature. Schedule. This is typically the schedule that we have laid out. It seems to work very well. In January and February, we always have grave and burial coordination. That's something that happens year-round. We always review and update the documents, maps, and records. That happens just like grave and burial coordination. During this time of the year, we usually take care of snow removal at both cemeteries. And early on, usually in December, we like to have our cemetery sexton working on interior building maintenance, cleaning, painting, and equipment maintenance also at the same time. In the springtime, again, we have grave and burial coordination, the documents, ultimate things. And then we have our general cleanup, which is after the snow melts, going out and picking up all the debris and the trash and the garbage and picking that up. At the same time, this is when we do our restoration of the winter grave sites at both cemeteries. We move the plant decorations, and we start our turf maintenance at that time. May and June, pretty much the same. We start getting into turf and grave restoration. We prepare the flower beds and the plant beds, mow and trim turf areas, trimming the bushes, getting ready for Mother's Day, Memorial Day, all the big holidays. July and August, basically the same thing. Usually in July and August, our growing season slows down. Unfortunately, that didn't happen this year because we had so much rain. But usually in July and August, our growing season slows down, so the mowing can be put back a little bit, and that's where we start doing some of our exterior building maintenance as far as painting and cleaning and working on the drains and the storm and the gutters and the roofing. September and October, we're getting ready for fall. We're finishing up with our mowing and our trimming at both cemeteries. We're getting ready for the Labor Day holiday weekend also. And then once we get to November, December, it's really, we actually do pick up the leaves over there. We do have a riding lawnmower that does utilize a vacuum machine, and we do pick up the leaves and collect those. We finish mowing, remove all the plant decorations for the winter, store the equipment, and hit the pavements one more time before the asphalt plants close. A lot of times there's unscheduled activities that, you know, have to be addressed. This is a nice structure, a nice schedule, but a lot of times things happen that we have to deviate from that. We could be talking several burials, several grave sales in a week, which does happen. Now that we've expanded Oak Hill Cemetery and we have more desirable locations, we are seeing an increase in sales. And with that, I'll let Dan Dinges talk about the cemetery history.
What this table is showing is the graves sold and full burials and cremains that we've had over the last 10 years or so. You can see if you average that out, we average about 37 graves per year, 31 burials per year, and 17 cremains. Based on the expansion that Steve was just talking about that we did back in 03, 04 time frame, which is the area just to the north of the drive as you enter Oak Hill. We've got about 2,100 sites available, about 600 grave sites sold but not occupied. If you use the averages that we have seen over the last 10 years, that gives us about 50-plus years before we would be sold out. So we've got some time. However, it's not like we don't have any other space available after this. So after that 50 years or so, we'd either have to end development with the cemetery or start to look for new space for the cemetery. Comparing prices with the other local cemeteries, Batavia has its own. They have two cemeteries, one on the east side and one on the west side. St. Charles Township has several cemeteries throughout the township. You can see 65 acres, Geneva's is 44, Batavia's is 28, and Blackberry Township also has a cemetery out there. There's also the dioceses that have their cemeteries, but we were looking more for similar governmental type. Our rates are very comparable to all of the others. If you take Batavia's $450, if you add the perpetual care, it ends up being $800. So down the board for residents, it's $800 for all four. And then if you look at the, it ranges from $1,000 to $1,200 for non-residents. The interesting thing here is if you look at the FTE, full-time employees, Geneva has one employee, and as I said before, it's really only a three-quarter person because three-quarters of his pay goes towards the cemetery, a quarter goes to the streets with the thought that 25% of the time he would be working in the streets. In reality, that isn't happening all that much because he's busy at the cemetery. We've got seasonal employees. We try to get one to two seasonal employees to help out with that mowing and trimming. If you add up the hours, you've got just mowing and trimming at both cemeteries, you got about 80 hours to get through it once. And as you know, during the growing season, you could be mowing your grass once or twice a week. to try to keep up with that pace and keep it mowed like your grass, it takes more than what we currently have at the cemetery. Batavia has 28 acres. They have two full-time employees plus three seasonal help. St. Charles Township, they have three full-time and three seasonal help. And Blackberry Township uses their township highway department to take care of their cemetery. Briefly on the budget, this is the budget in this current fiscal year, 10-11. You can see sale of lots, grave openings, sale of markers, interest transfers. What that is from the endowment interest fund, or from that fund, the interest that's generated is transferred over into the operations for a total of about $101,000. Expenses matches the revenues. You've got the three quarters of the street maintenance worker plus summer help, insurance, utilities, supplies. What I'm showing in the middle column is available funds. If one thing I've been looking at is, does it make sense to outsource the turf maintenance? What would we save if we were to outsource? What we would save is we wouldn't need the summer help, and we wouldn't need some of the lawn maintenance supplies. So that's roughly $12,000 that we could save there. Talking to our current contractor, Alans, that does the mowing throughout the city for other sites, they've looked at it, and it's about $875 to mow that 44 acres. Now, if you run the numbers and you say it's roughly an eight-month season, once a week, it'd be about $28,000. So you got $16,000 that you need to find. As you know, if you want to keep it mowed like your yard, you may have to do it more than once a week. So I threw in, I said 50 mowings to give you an idea. That comes out to $43,750, which is about a $32,000 shortfall. So although I think outsourcing makes sense, there's budget constraints that right now, unless we change things, we need to look at. We'll open it for questions. There's a couple things that I wanted to point out. With the limited amount, with our one full-time employee and the summer help, I already specified that when the summer help's not there, we need to use street maintenance workers to be able to keep up with the grass. Otherwise, it gets out of control. Even during the summer, when you have that summer help, you still have the factor that when we get a burial and we have to deal with a funeral, that stops operations on mowing and trimming because the street maintenance worker has to dig the hole, prepare the site, work with the funeral home and all that. So that's taking him away from the mowing and the trimming. So it really gets tough. And this past year, past summer, very wet summer, grass was growing, it never stopped growing really. And you've got the issue where we had a week or two where, actually timing-wise, the full-time employee that's there was on vacation. So we have someone that's been cross-trained in our street division that will fill in for that. And we had a period, I think it was about a two-week period, where we had six burials. And the grass is growing at the same time. It's hard to keep up with all that stuff. That's the issues that we see, is just trying to keep up with the growth of the grass. I mean, that's the main thing that they're doing out there, is keeping the grounds trimmed. And we have received complaints and people complaining that how come we can't maintain our cemeteries like St. Charles Township, like Batavia, like all these other. They actually send pictures showing us. And I have actually gone to the cemeteries, and I see very similar conditions, but it's all a matter of timing. The time that I was out there was on a Monday. You had the growth of the weekend. I went out to our cemeteries first, saw that there were areas that were freshly mowed. The grass was up higher in the other areas. I went to St. Charles. I went to Batavia. It was the same situation. So I think we're doing the best we can. I think we do, for the most part, we do maintain it just like everybody else. It's just maybe delayed because it takes us 80 hours to be able to get through 44 acres. I don't know if we want to turn on the lights and open up for questions.
Yeah, at least turn the one row on. That'd be great. We'll leave the row above the... Let's see if Mr. Lemire can figure this out.
I'm working on it. You're with me. How about that?
No, the other one.
There you go.
I like that one.
I'm sure you do our best work in the dark, Mr. Lemire. Questions for Director Dinges and or Superintendent Lemire. Alderman Dantino.
Question... I don't know if it was you or Steve that mentioned that there was some land east of Route 25. What are you referring to?
There's land west between the Route 25 and the river. The land directly west of Oak Hill Cemetery, there's open land there. It's actually part of Oak Hill.
Oh, I didn't realize.
Except it's floodplain, and we can't place any, we can't sell sites there because it's in floodplain.
Okay. Thank you.
Alderman Flanagan and Alderman Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The history, the cemetery history, you say the average per year, are these separate? The grave openings are 37 and the full burials are 31 or the full burials and 30?
Oh. Not necessarily.
Okay, some of them
overlap.
Were together. Okay.
Right. A lot of times what we're dealing with now is people come in, they buy they have to plan for a funeral, so they're buying the site and burying their loved one at that same time. Isn't what you say that?
Right.
I didn't realize that the sexton did all of the paperwork, too. And I didn't even know there was a building out there, so go figure that.
There is a small garage that actually has a little meeting room where he meets with, he does the transactions there. We're actually looking at changing that and either having it done here at City Hall or at Public Works because it's really not a
it's not conducive
environment for meeting with people.
Yeah, especially when they're grieving.
Right.
Yeah. So
it's not even big enough to have the funeral home director and then the family there. I mean, it's not very big. So we're looking at, we have nice conference rooms here. We have a nice conference room at Public Works. We think that's probably a better atmosphere.
I know that Mary and I have talked about, we talked about some issues that maybe volunteer groups can do. And just looking over this, I mean, definitely not the mowing because it might be a liability issue and stuff like that. But, like the flag removal and the decoration removal, I mean, the decorations in the spring and fall, that certainly could be manned by a group of volunteers if there was so inclined to do. I mean, the light stuff is what I'm saying,
right.
Not
well, the flowers and stuff like that, maybe a beautification committee could.
Yeah, maybe, but I don't have as deep coffers as I used to. But it's true, if there was a group that wanted to certainly adopt.
I think we would be open to that.
I certainly would open it up, but, it's the adoption factor.
Right.
So, and I don't even know exactly where that area is. I would have to go out there and look.
Well, the key is if you have the volunteers, the volunteers have to know that this needs to happen. Otherwise, we get the complaints. And if you can't count on the volunteers, then it falls apart.
I know. So. And manning volunteers is not necessarily an easy job either. So, making sure that they go out there and do whatever they have to. So, thank you.
Alderman Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. A couple of questions come up. The property between Route 25 and the river doesn't have to be mowed to the same standard as the rest of the cemetery, I'd presume, in that people don't typically walk down there when they're visiting grave sites. The other thing is it's adjoining Park District property on both sides. We did in the past at one point approach them about taking over maintenance of that property. Is that correct?
Not that I recall. Not that I'm aware of.
It would make sense in some sense. The east side of the river has become a very beautiful, continuous park along there. As a matter of fact, whoever maintains it, I believe park districts, most of it, have allowed some of it to grow into native prairie grasses. And if we did that with the section that was Oak Hill, it might save a lot of maintenance expenses because that's requires much less maintenance. And as one who rides, as one of many who ride their bike along there all the time, it's sort of fun to go from grassy areas into native prairie grass areas, et cetera, and that might save us a lot of money there. More importantly, the transfer of funds from the endowment fund, is that an interest-only transfer, basically?
Yes, that's my understanding, yeah.
And so that's gone down recently by a large fraction then, presumably.
Yeah.
And who maintains that? Done through the finance department?
The
same people who have done an amazing job of getting us some interest in the last few years?
Yeah, they handle all that.
I thought there was road construction or something that we had to replace or something.
There's a capital fund as well.
Oh, there's a different one?
And
sorry.
Back in 2003, 2004, when we did the expansion, we built the roads. That was part of that fund. And then I think the year before that, we did some removal and replacement on the asphalt that existed.
So the capital fund is allowed to accumulate until we have major capital expenses, like a new mower or a road that needs...
It's really not accumulating at this point. I mean, it's
with current interest rates,
there's really not much there. Right? It's 57,000.
As for the endowment fund, there's not much hope there that it's probably going to even double in the next few years, even. So,
no.
So the city is faced with a bill. Basically, the general fund, the citizens of town are picking up a major fraction of it at this point.
Correct.
The maintenance of those cemeteries. It's somewhat sad because indeed when people come to visit their loved ones, et cetera, they would expect to see a nicely maintained gravesite, but I believe you're doing the best you can, and you have many other areas of the city to maintain as well. And we've just noticed that all the leaves fell instantaneously in the last couple of weeks, so complaints about the cemetery must be on top of a pile of many other complaints at this moment. I don't see any way out of this in the long run. The city has those two cemeteries to maintain, and the fact that there's two causes some inefficiencies, I'm sure, because equipment and people have to be ferried back and forth across the bridge. So I don't see any way out of this. As one who worked with the cemetery committee many years ago, they were in the same conundrum 20 years and 10 years ago when the all the arguments arose that caused them to go out of existence. It's not gotten better, it's gotten worse. And you people have done an amazing job to try to keep it where it is. But the fact is, unless the city council agrees that we're going to put more money into the effort, that means staff. And staff means a permanent draw in the general fund. It seems to me that the level of maintenance you're providing is superb for the resources you have. Appears on paper you're doing a much better job than the neighboring cities. So I congratulate you on that, but I honestly don't have an answer. It's clearly at this point somewhat of an insoluble problem. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else on the dais? Alderman Hill.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Dan, excuse me, as you well know, I've looked into this cemetery maintenance question in the past 4 or 5 months because of a constituent in the first ward is very concerned about it to the point that he apparently has bought some plots and had planned to have a place for both he and his wife and is considering giving those up because he's unhappy with the maintenance on the plots where his parents are buried. And so I looked into this as much as I could and I did take some pictures and did see some grass and weeds growing between the markers that could have been removed by a weed eater type of a device if that were available, and some markers that had been covered with grass that was blown on the marker by the person operating the mower, and those are just kind of really small things in the overall picture. But these are some of the suggestions that this friend of mine has that we ought to try to do a better job in that area in particular in the maintenance and grass cutting. I agree with you that the grass grew a lot this summer, and we've all spent extra time mowing our own yards, and you didn't have the extra time always available for Mr. Vander Veen, isn't that?
Vander Veer. Yep.
Vander Veer, I'm sorry. Thank you. And I think that, as you pointed out, the budget is a factor, and it does draw on the general fund, and that is a factor also. We've got to be careful with that. And I don't know what a solution is. One might be for those people who are very concerned about the maintenance is to join a group like Alderman Flanagan is talking about and help to do some maintenance, some light maintenance when it's possible. Or another manner might be to join this Geneva Giving Program that we have available for other projects, such as a bike rack, a bench, a tree, or just volunteer giving to the general fund for cemetery maintenance. That's a possibility. And in that light, I'm going to contribute $50 of my not hard-earned cash, but my cash, to the cemetery fund and start to see what happens. Maybe that will help. Maybe it won't. I have full confidence in you and Steve that you'll do everything possible to keep the cemeteries in as good shape or even better shape than they have been in the last several years. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
You're welcome. Anyone else from the dais? From the audience, anyone? Oh, excuse me.
Oh, you can go to the audience.
Anyone in the audience wishing to comment on the discussion? There's no action taken tonight. This is primarily information for us to digest so that when we begin the debate, or excuse me, when we begin the discussion regarding the budget, we can factor in this information to determine whether we want to seek alternatives. So,
So you would suggest if anyone has an idea, a fundraising suggestion, or some other
sure.
vehicle of how we can add on another person or whatever the case may be, they should contact City Hall.
Sure. If they can raise $75,000 a year plus pension, that'd be a heck of a gig.
Well, this is a great program.
No, I thought that was an excellent, you know, suggestion.
No, as policymakers, it's going to fall on our shoulders to determine exactly how much, if any, additional investment we want to make in this program and or whether we want to borrow from another program in order to enhance this program. That's the challenge facing us. There's no question about it. So... Me.
Thank you.
I'm going to be cremated. So it's like, where am I?
But you'd be one of the numbers.
Thank you, gentlemen, very much. That was really a cheerful topic. Item 2C, consider draft resolution.
Mr. Mayor, I thought that I would just throw this in.
Please
because
do. Excuse me.
Alderman Malaja thought that was an appropriate topic to discuss in October.
Because of Halloween?
Right.
The funny.
I thought I'd give him a...
You're a sick man, Maladra.
Don't quit the
Item 2C, consider draft resolution authorizing execution of contract with Meyer Paving in the amount of $26,782.85 for the 2010 Caneville Court, who knows where it is, patching project.
I do.
So moved.
Second.
Alderman Brown makes the motion. Alderman Marks makes the second. Questions or comments for Pam Broviak?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes. Ms. Broviak, if you could join us at the podium, please, and
I have
leave
no
your contribution to the cemetery fund. That'd be helpful. Alderman Singer, the floor is yours.
Thank you. I'm not sure what the proper terminology is, but I will not be able to vote on this issue because I'm familiar with the company that owns the company. So I will refrain.
Is this your second job?
Yeah.
Are you doing patch work?
That's what I do, sir.
Awesome. Then you are going to recuse, or should he just simply
refrain?
He's recusing himself.
If you're recusing yourself, then I would suggest that you...
You don't have an ownership interest in this.
No, company. I do not.
All right, so it's just a guilt of impropriety recusal.
So if you could just turn your microphone off, put your head on the desk.
Take a little nap.
Because technically you cannot participate in any of the debate discussion otherwise and or give mean stares to those who are. Do anybody look at Singer? Alderman Dantino.
A couple of questions. There's quite a bit of discrepancy between first place and second place. It seems like, I don't know if we've used this company before, but that's scary when they're so low.
I think one of the reasons that you're going to see a lot of discrepancy between the bidders in this type of job is it is a very small job. Just trying to get someone out here, it could be the time of year that someone's working, it could be how busy they are. There's so many factors that play into it, and you see something like that in a job that's this size. We got proposals before we put this out to bid because we weren't sure if it would be over $20,000 or not,
and we got about 30-some thousand. So that's when we knew, well, we'd have to put it out to bid. So we felt that these were fairly representative, and you can see that the engineer's estimate is 40,000.
41 or something. Mm-hmm.
So I don't see where this is really out of line with what we would expect for this type of job.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone else on the dais? From the audience? We have a motion by Alderman Brown, a second by Alderman Marks. Alderman Singer has recused himself. All in favor of the motion, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anyone opposed? One recusal so noted. That concludes the special committee of the whole meeting. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. Motion by Marks, seconded by Hill. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Great. We will begin the council meeting in 1 minute. Correct, Mr. Clerk? Approximately.
Artifact that the cemetery was bought before the rest.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time to begin the regularly scheduled city council meeting. The meeting is called to order. I kindly ask our city clerk to please take the roll call.
Chuck Brown.
Here.
Ralph Dantino.
Here.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Here.
Sam Hill.
Here.
Craig Maladra.
Here.
Richard Marks.
Here.
Ray Pollock. Robert Piper. Ron Singer. Don Vogelsberg.
I kindly ask that Alderman Marks please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Alderman Marks.
Thank you.
So I want to make sure Pete Collins is ready as well. I don't know if he is or not. Pete, you want to open that door? Just make sure I know you're prepared back there and still living. You're good? Okay. That's good to see. It's like the Spangooley show, for God's sake. Folks, before we begin the city council meeting tonight, I am going to ask Mr. Dinges, can you turn off those middle lights again? Yeah, the other one. Yeah. Oh, that's good. Good living, baby. Tonight I have the high honor of extending very happy birthday wishes to two young men who tonight turned 16 years old, and there they are, virtually 15 and a half years ago. These are my nephews. These are Pat and Ted Cascaden. They're odd-looking little guys, and quite frankly, nothing as much has changed, which is kind of sad. They're now sophomores at Geneva High School. They're actually watching this broadcast tonight because I promised their mother I'd humiliate them. So there they are. Clearly dateless then and dateless now. They're nice guys. They turned 16 today, so all of you who have licenses and value your life, stay off the roads. And if anyone knows of anybody who's interested in maybe going to a prom or a dance, you can contact them directly. Their father's a 1979 graduate of Geneva High School. Their mother's a 1983 graduate of Geneva High School. And it's likely that they may never graduate Geneva High School because of their academic prowess. So, happy birthday, Pat and Ted. You can go to bed now.
What's
thank
the
you,
name of
Pete.
That street? Just stay off.
There you go.
Maple.
Those kids will never have a date.
Stay off Maple.
That is my goal. Item 4, amendments to the agenda. Are there any amendments tonight?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to amend the agenda to go to closed session to consider the purchase and sale of real property.
Second.
Motion to amend the agenda was offered by Alderman Maladra, seconded by Alderman Dantino. Roll call vote is necessary. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Item 5 is the omnibus agenda. All items marked with an asterisk are considered to be routine, and they can be enacted by one motion. Do I hear such a motion?
So moved.
Question on the omnibus. Alderman Dantino had his hand up first.
I'd like to remove item 11D.
As in David?
As in David. Or Dantino.
Or Dantino.
Uh-huh.
Would you like to offer a motion to approve?
To approve the agenda as amended.
The omnibus agenda as amended. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Maladra. Questions or comments? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
We jump down to item 9, other correspondence, nothing. Item 10, municipal bills for payment. Mr. Clerk, please read the bills to be paid.
Bills for payment total $2,522,543.17.
I happily make a motion to approve the bills as read, especially because there's $404.49 for the cemetery.
Second.
That was a quick motion by Alderman Hill.
Better believe it.
Much to the dismay and disappointment of Alderman Brown.
Sorry, Chuck.
It should be noted that these bills are also listed on the city's website. So, question, comments? Roll call is appropriate, Mr. Clerk.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Item 11A, Committee of the Whole, Items of Business. Consider resolution number 2010-100, authorizing the execution of contract with Meyer Paving Incorporated in the amount of $26,782.85 for the 2010 Caneville Court Patching Project.
So
Alderman
moved.
Singer, do you wish to recuse yourself again on this matter?
I would like to, sir.
Sorry, so moved.
Alderman Flanagan makes the motion.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Marks. Questions or comments? That we did not hear at the Committee of the Whole meeting? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll call.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Excuse.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Mr. Mayor, I think Alderman Singer's vote should be recorded as an abstention.
As an abstention? Fair enough.
Disdained?
Yeah. Item 11A passes with one abstention. Item 11B is to consider resolution number 2010-102, authorizing evaporation credit for Delnor Hospital and suspension of future credits allowed by Title 9-2A-4-B of the Geneva City Code.
Move approval.
Second.
Hill makes the motion. Brown makes the second. We had considerable discussion regarding this matter last week at the Committee of the Whole meeting. Mr. Van Gescom is with us again tonight to perhaps elucidate us on some additional information if anyone needs some or any questions anyone might have. Any questions at all for Mr. Van Gescom? Just to clarify, the motion includes the suspension of future consideration.
Can we split those motions out to two separate ones?
I'll defer to the city attorney.
Is that possible to, you know, there's a credit and then there's suspending it. Is there a possibility of making those two motions instead of one?
I think now, since we have a motion to approve the resolution as it stands, you'd have to have the motion withdrawn by Hill and seconded by Brown.
A motion to split the motion is in order, usually, which would then require a vote in order to split it.
Well,
or you could amend the motion to have
amend the motion to divide it.
Yeah, you could amend it to divide it. I'll entertain a motion accordingly. I mean,
What are we trying to do here?
Mr. Marks, do you want to explain what you're trying to achieve?
Well, what I'm trying to do is, you know, we want to give the credit, and I'm not sure if that's fiscally responsible, and then we want to suspend it. If you vote no, you don't suspend it, and you don't give the credit. I want to be able to vote to not give the credit and to suspend going forward. So it's two separate votes in my mind.
Suspend going forward on...
What the motion says is to give the credit to Delano and then suspend allowing this for any other organization in town to do it. A no for one would mean that the suspension would go forward and you would still be voting a no, and that's why I'm thinking it's two separate questions rather than one question.
Okay.
Mr. Marks, do you wish to make that amendment?
Yes, I do.
Do you want to verbally state what the amendment is so that we all understand?
Well, I'm asking that 11B be broken out into two motions. One is to consider a resolution authorizing the evaporation credit for Delano Hospital, and then the second one would be a resolution for the suspension of future credits allowed by Title 9-2A-4-B of the Geneva City Code.
The amendment to the main motion has been offered by Alderman Marks. Is there a second to that amendment?
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Flanagan. Comments or questions on the amendment? On the amendment only. Mr. Hill.
I would like to ask Mr. Van Gescom, in the discussions with the representatives from Delnor Community Hospital, what damage is this going to do to our relationships with that entity?
I don't know as far as the damages of any relationship. I did state with them through many correspondence in the past year and a half, roughly, that this has been going on, that this was to be a pilot program, and once that they established that the evaporation truly could be measured by the meters, that I would bring it to City Council for their approval. If City Council decided that they would not allow the credit for whatever reason, that I would go ahead and purchase the meters that they installed, because we could use them elsewhere.
At what cost?
Roughly between $4,000 and $5,000.
And what's the amount of the credit that we were talking about here?
For the month of September, you're looking at about just over $1,000. $1,100 for a full year. I could only estimate. They're looking at using these meters and the cooling towers the majority of the year. So we're looking at between $10,000 and $12,000 a year.
Thank you very much.
On the amendment, correct, ladies and gentlemen?
Well, yes, I have two questions. One, I wasn't sure that was, I wanted to follow up with what Sam was saying, but I don't that's about the amendment.
I don't think so. I didn't think so either.
So I'll wait. Let's deal with the amendment, and then I'll ask my question.
I always rely on the city attorney to nudge me.
I guess he didn't.
Well, I think the amendment is self-explanatory.
Yeah, the amendment is the division of the original. So on the amendment, any additional questions or comments? No? The amendment will... We're going to take a roll call vote on that. Simple majority rules
of the
day. Just to split it.
Yeah, okay.
Mr. Clerk.
Richard Marks.
Aye.
Ron Singer.
Aye.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
Ralph Dantino.
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Aye.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Craig Maladra.
Aye.
The motion to amend the agenda has passed 7 affirmative votes. No one voting against it. Therefore, the motion as amended is on the floor for discussion. Mr. Maladra, then Mr. Dantino.
The first half of the motion.
The first half, yes. This is
about the Delano.
Just Delano and their evaporation credit, correct.
Okay. So my question about the Delano evaporation credit. Bob, last week when I was asking questions about this, it seemed to me so my question was, I'm looking at my notes, why are we going to give this to Delano and then suspend it for everybody else? And your answer, at least the way I took your answer, was that we made a commitment to Delano to do that. Did I interpret that correctly? Do we have a commitment?
There is no commitment that I would give the credit to Delano. The commitment was to do a pilot program and put the metering in place. Based on the fact that they could prove that their metering worked, then it would come to City Council for approval.
Okay, the pilot's done and they've
pilot
made a point. So beyond that, no commitment whatsoever.
Not whatsoever, other than I did agree that if you folks decided to not approve the credit, that I would go ahead and buy the meter devices so we, because we could use them elsewhere in the city. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Alderman Dantino?
I spoke to Bob before the meeting, and I told him I'd be voting against this part of it because I'm not a big fan of that type of thing. I know evaporation is real in cooling towers and things of that nature, but I'd rather review the code and change the code to the proper wording because there are other people in town that would be able to take advantage of this as well, and if we're talking evaporation only. So, therefore, I would be voting no against this.
And again, we're discussing the first half of this matter,
correct.
And that is to allow the variance to our friends at Delnor Community Hospital. And it should be noted that some of us have used the word, I think Mr. Van Gesken possibly used the word, pilot program. It's not a pilot program because it is allowed in our ordinances. We allow this. What Delnor has done is to invest its own funds in order to establish what it needs to establish to determine whether or not it's worth their while to do so. So it's really their pilot, not ours.
Correct, and it was also to establish that the metering could prove that the evaporation was accurate.
Correct. Got it.
But we have offered to reimburse them in full for those meters.
Right.
It's a good faith, sure.
Yeah. Anyone else on the first? This is on the motion as amended. This is addressing the credit for Delnor. Anyone in the audience? Again, we have seven members present. Four carries the day. Anything else, Bob?
No.
Okay. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll call.
I don't have a motion.
Of course you don't. Yeah, we do, don't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah, Alderman Hill and Alderman Brown.
Thank you.
The motion as amended, and this is consideration of the variance / credit request by Delnor. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll call.
Richard Marks?
Nay.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Nay.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Nay.
Sam Hill?
Nay.
Greg Maladra?
Nay.
The motion fails with 5 nay votes and 2 aye votes. We will now take up the second half of the motion, which is awkwardly to consider suspending future considerations for evaporation credits. Is there anybody wishing to ask the superintendent questions regarding that matter? Again, this is permitted in our ordinance. What the superintendent is requesting that we temporarily suspend such requests so that it does not have a deleterious effect on our enterprise zone called the water budget.
Question, Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
You said temporarily suspend, or is this permanently suspended?
No, it would be a temporary suspension, correct, Mr. Van Gesken, with constant measurement as to how the funds are doing? It just says suspend, so I
just the motion on the table says suspension of future credits allowed by Title 9-28-24.
Right, but the word suspend alone connotes temporary, so I don't. I'm going to defer to the superintendent. Mr. Radovich?
No? I was just going to say that I believe that it's staff's intention to come back with an amendment to the code.
Okay.
So until that time, I think is what we're really.
Is that a fair statement, Bob?
That's fair, and I also want to say that if there is any non-residential customer that comes to me and asks for this type of credit, it will come to you first of all before any type of, whether it be a pilot program or anything else, is initiated to whether move forward in this.
So should we table this portion of it, or can we do that?
I'm not speaking on behalf of the superintendent, but my gut tells me that he would like to see the suspension supported so that they can redraft the ordinance and then bring it back for final consideration.
That's correct.
So,
and so that I would have something to...
Got a panoply then to say to folks,
right.
We're suspended.
Exactly.
Panoply. Look that word up, Maladra.
Spell it.
Any questions for Mr. Van Gesken? We have a motion. We have a second. on the second half of this motion. Roll call. Mr. Clerk, four affirmative votes carries the day.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Motion passes. Mr. Van Gescom, you have your marching orders.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Item 11C, consider resolution number 2010-105, authorizing contract with Kramer Tree Specialists for the 2011 through 2015 brush collection program.
So moved.
Second.
Singer makes the motion, and Hill gets credit for the second. Questions or comments for Mr. Lemire? Hearing none, seeing none from the audience. Hearing none, seeing none. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll call.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Item 11C passes unanimously. Thank you very much. Item 11D was removed from the omnibus agenda by Alderman Dantino. That's to approve resolution number 2010-101, authorizing investment of city funds with Bernie Madoff. No. Using.
And I was the only one who caught that.
And you were the only one who caught that. Way to go. You're an angel. Where's that flag? Using friends. PMA Financial Network Incorporated.
Okay.
We need a motion.
So moved.
Maladra, seconded by Hill. Dantino, you have the floor.
I think the second was here.
Oh, excuse me. Second was Singer? Oh, forgive me. Dantino, the floor is yours.
I guess I believe in reading through this that Joan Rock brought this person to you, Mary. I guess I'm going to ask Mary. And I've seen the memo that she's resigning at the end of the month. Have you met with these people? Are you comfortable with these people? And what do they actually do for us? Because I'm not sure I quite understand that.
They will help us with financial planning, financial investments. Actually, the treasurer, Pat McQueenie, and myself met with Joan, who did invite this firm in. They have expertise in the investment field. And although we've been doing this on our own, always in the past, at least as far as we know, we felt that there's no outlay of cash from the city. And it explains in there, you know, how they take their commission off of the investment, but it's not something that we have to put money out. We don't have to use their services, and they do help us with cash management as far as cash flow as well, and we felt that being of limited staff that we could use their expertise. Joan had used them for many, many years in the past with two other communities, I believe, that she had worked with and felt that they had been beneficial to those communities. So I don't know if Pat has anything to add to that, but I certainly feel comfortable moving ahead on this. I don't think that we have anything to lose.
Okay, thank you.
Does anyone want to hear from the city treasurer, Mr. McQueenie, who spoke eloquently last time, despite the fact that camera time with him is frightening? And you want to hear from your neighbor, Mr. Marks?
I've already asked him all the questions.
Sure you have. Are you moving from your neighborhood soon? Tomorrow. Congratulations.
Saw me at his door, yes.
Anyone from the audience, any questions at all regarding the PMA recommendation? We have a motion by Maladra, a second by Singer. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll call.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ron Singer? Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Item 11D passes unanimously. We jump down to new business. Anyone in the audience? New business tonight. Mr. Collins, I think it's appropriate of new business. You put those pictures of those two wayward people back on the screen, if you can.
Well, I don't know. Maybe Mr. McQueenie has got a young lady that would be impressed with.
Oh, Mr. McQueenie's young ladies are talented and have a lot more discretion than look at this thing.
I would hope.
This is sad. This is a sad situation. Anyone from the audience at all? Any new business? Big victory for the Vikings last Friday night. Anybody catch that? Huge.
Great.
It really was.
I was there.
Yeah, you do the chains. That's right. Is that exciting as heck?
Mr. Kilbert.
Ah. Clean calls, good refereeing. It's amazing, man. Good stuff.
Depends on who you ask.
That's true. Don't ask South Elgin.
That's correct.
Dan Durkin.
How long have you guys been doing the chains?
I've been about 15 years. I think he's been about 40.
Seriously? Does Donahue still come back for those?
Yes, he does. Whew. Crazy as it sounds, he does.
It's amazing, isn't it? I know Stephanie has an item of new business, but...
I do, too.
Well, then, ladies first. Mr. Dentino?
Of course.
I'm sorry. Stephanie.
I just wanted to remind everyone that this Wednesday evening from 7 to 9, we're having the SPAC annual town meeting. This year's meeting, we're going to start the beginning with highlighting our subcommittees briefly, and then we're going to go into a discussion on the downtown station area master plan. Many of you have attended many of those meetings. This meeting will actually provide some information that they've been collecting from the previous meetings, so it is different. So you'll get to see kind of some of the results they're getting, and then they'll ask for feedback on that. So we do encourage everybody to attend right here in this place, same time, 7 o'clock, same bat channel, channel 10, Wednesday.
Alderman Dentino.
I'll cancel mine.
If nothing else, there is a...
Motion. I move to go into closed session to consider the purchase and sale of real property.
Motion by Malaja to adjourn to closed session to discuss potential sale and or purchase of real property. Seconded by Alderman Flanagan. Roll call vote is in order. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Richard Marks.
Aye.
Ron Singer.
Hey, vote yes.
In the closed session.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
Ralph Dentino.
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Aye.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Craig Maladra.
Aye.
There is no action being taken tonight, ladies and gentlemen, so thank you very much. We should be back shortly.